Hello and welcome to The Date Advisor as we deep dive into the murky waters of the algae-filled pond that is dating online. Playing the part of the lily pad this week is Delirious Dating Damsel. Our resident Scottish koi carp is Siobhan, and giving his award-winning rendition of Mr. Toad is Bumbling Dad. And I'm John, here to scoop out the plethora of frog spawn into a petri dish and await further developments while examining them under the microscope. This week's letters are the letter O and the letter P in our amorous alphabet. And we cast our nets, first of all, into O for ONS or One Night Stands. Oh, I know you've been waiting for this episode. Now, if I have seen one woman's profile that has no ONS written in bold upon it, I have seen several thousand of them. So does writing that you don't want one serve any purpose at all? Siobhan?
Oh, I've never written it. And, you know, I think as we've touched on this in the past, people who are deeply unattractive to us who say no ONS, you think, mate, you've got no chance. I also have a rather, wayward male friend who always says that his definition of a relationship is a one-night stand gone wrong. Which always kind of amused me. But yes, I mean, I sort of shy away from profiles that say that, but sometimes you don't know that it's going to be a one-night stand. You think this is the start of a beautiful relationship and, you know, sailing off into happy ever after, but it doesn't always work out like that.
I'm sorry, do men say this on their profiles as well then?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, God. And the most deeply, Delirious will agree with me, the most deeply unattractive specimens say, not interested in ONS. And you think, mate, it's not ever going to happen.
Well, every day's a school day.
Oh, yes. Yes, men say it too. So clearly there are predatory females out there who are just looking to have their wicked way with you, Bumbling Dad. You just haven't met them yet.
Well, where?
Oh, no,
where?
I've been looking for them.
I've been looking for them for days. Where are they?
They're definitely out there.
Oh, dear. Perhaps we need to change our profiles, actually.
And say one night stands welcome. You
know, yes, we're only interested. Maybe, Siobhan, that's what we should do. And the take-up would be much more positive.
But would it, though?
Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
Because I think it's bravado is a great thing. And it's fine to be, you know, incredibly brave in texting and online. But when you meet somebody and they go, well, come on, what about it? You know, just the one night. Come on, it's
absolutely.
All yours.
One night, flotsam and jetsam, anything goes. Yeah, I don't think any of us want to be there, do we, really? Let's be honest.
I think most men would run a mile, wouldn't they?
Probably.
I don't know. I mean, there are some men who clearly are profiles that I've seen where they very definitely, that's all they want. They don't want anything serious. They say quite categorically they don't want anything serious. They're just looking for a bit of fun and one-night stands. And that's what they are advertising, purely just that. I don't know whether women do the same thing. John, Bumbling?
Well, they tend to be escorts if they are.
Well, you don't fancy parting with hard cash.
I'm a nice Jewish boy. What do you expect?
Not looking for anything serious is as big a red flag as looking for a serious relationship and to settle down. So, you know, it kind of swings both ways. For me, and, you know, I'm not vastly experienced in the subject, but one-night stands have been something that have happened to me on a, well, in fact, the one I remember best on a completely unexpected basis. It was my first ever Tinder date. And I met a very nice girl for drinks, and then we had dinner, and then she came back to my flat, and we did some, you know, horizontal gymnastics for quite a long time. And in the morning we had a warming beverage, and I, you know, kissed her goodbye, and we spoke a couple of times after that, but fundamentally I never saw her again. And I was, you know, my entire sort of take on that was, wow, is this what, you know, is this what it's like back in, you know, back in the dating pool?
And you've been trying to recreate that experience ever since.
Pretty much, yeah. Well, it took me a while to pay for the damage to my room, but apart from that.
I refer back to the comment you made, Siobhan, you know, our mutual friend. I believe it's probably the mutual friend who came up with this idea of, you know, a relationship rather is a one-night stand that's gone wrong. But you don't really know it's going to be a one-night stand
lot
of the time, do you?
Of course you don't, because I think, well, unless you just hammered and you fancy, you know, the pants off somebody, in general, if you're going into this advanced stage in life and dating, you kind of think, well, if, as Bumbling Tat so eloquently put, the horizontal gymnastics, if you're going to enter into that, you kind of think that maybe, you know, it's going to go somewhere. But sometimes you never know. I mean, sometimes things ebb and flow, and you just never know where it's going to lead. Interestingly, when I Googled one night stands, on the side, it says one night stand is a single sexual encounter in which there is an expectation that there shall be no further relations between the sexual participants. But also, what's taking up most of the page is 5 pictures of wooden bedside cabinets. So I don't know whether there is any correlation at all, but seemingly the sexual encounter is definitely in the minority when you come to Google.
Are you sure you haven't been searching for bedside cabinets prior to this? And your Google search from now on is now going to be full of all sorts of strange social clubs that you should be joining.
It's a very American thing. I mean, I'd never heard of a nightstand until I lived in America, but it's the bedside cabinet.
Maybe that's what they mean in their profiles. I'll sleep with you, but you can't have a glass of water.
I don't want you to be a wooden... there's too many connotations there about wooden sort of, you know.
I completely misunderstood you. That actually, what it's now on? Oh, it's now offering you a single bedside table. I'm
absolutely
with you now. Sorry, I'm a bit slow on the uptake here.
Get with the program, John. Come on.
Yes. Well, maybe that's what lots of people have meant in their profiles. If you're going to come along and help me with my IKEA furniture, you need to do both of them, not just a single one.
Not do a one-night stand, yeah, absolutely. It's but yeah, as I say, and having said that, people, you know of people who've said, you know, it was just a random one-night thing and now we're married or we've been together for 15 years. I just don't think there's any hard and fast rules by it. It's, you know, it's like life. It's like the chemistry thing. It either works or it doesn't.
So why do people get so hung up about putting this warning in their profiles?
Well, I suppose that's more... It's indicative of what they're looking for. So if they put no one-night stands, they're indicating that that isn't really what they're looking for. They are looking for something more serious than that. But the reality of the situation, as I suspect all of us here, I've been in that environment where, for whatever reason, it's just been a one-night stand. But it wasn't necessarily that we walked into it thinking it would be that, or we walked into it thinking it would be a long-term relationship necessarily. Just the sparks flew, the chemistry was there. That's where it began, that's where it ended, and that's what it was, but it wasn't probably intentional.
I don't think many of them are. This is the point I keep coming back to. One-night stands normally happen largely by mistake and upon the discovery that actually physically you may not be compatible after all.
It is worth saying that I was so naive when I first started dating that honestly, when I saw no ONS in people's profiles, I thought that women had a problem with the Office of National Statistics.
They're very boring accountants, should not apply.
I genuinely had to Google it back in kind of 2015 because, you know, no ons just kept coming up and I couldn't work out what it meant.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why we delight in having Bumbling Dad on our podcast.
I think I alluded to this in a previous episode where I had a spectacular date in the summer and he categorically said to me, I have never had a one-night stand my entire life. I think you're fabulous. And I categorically, just for clarity, would like to see you again. I have never seen him since. You know, a little evasive on the text and yada, yada, yada. Just why come out with all that nonsense when it's just clearly the opposite? So it's just, as I say, you never know when you're going into these things if it's actually going to be. It's only after the fact.
It's like election manifestos, isn't it? You come up with lots of promises and when you actually get into government, you go, sod that for a laugh.
Exactly.
Although I do think that, you know, I've been in situations where I've known that there isn't going to be any, and it's not going to develop into anything, but I've met with somebody and we've been out on a particular night and there's been that chemistry for whatever reason. It's just happened. But I knew, I didn't think it was going to go anywhere. I knew it was going to be a one-night stand and I was quite comfortable with that.
So O is for one-night stand and not for Office of National Statistics. And it brings us, I suppose, neatly on to our letter P, because P will stand for, firstly, profiles. And we talk about profiles quite regularly on this podcast because we pick on a profile very often and dissect it, pull it to pieces, or laugh uproariously about it. However, what you put in a profile, of course, is a very interesting point. And there are quite a few people who will say, if you haven't got anything in your profile, the likelihood of me swiping right on you is very limited. One of the things, of course, ONS is very negative. I mean, when you were talking about it, Delirious, I was thinking, well, why not just put, you know, wanting a regular relationship rather than not wanting an ONS? Because actually the effect is pretty much the same. What is the art of a great profile, Delirious?
As you rightly say, to have one is a very good starting point. And I've said this before, I would not swipe right on somebody, no matter how gorgeous they are in their pictures, if they haven't bothered to write anything. I just think it's the height of laziness. I think it's the balance of giving a little bit of your character, but not a shopping list, I suppose. And that's what I would look for. We all know the cliches and we all know how tiring they are to see one more that says like nights in, like nights out, you know, etc. looking for my partner in crime, all the cliches that are there. So we all know those and they're a bit tedious to read. So if I saw a profile picture that I like, because as we've said before, that's the starting point, then I move to the text. And for me, it's just, it's something that gives a bit of their character within what they've written without a shopping list.
Having said we talked about, you know, a level of competition in this, there is a part of it, though, and I understand you want more information rather than less, but there is a part of this whereby you can put too much because you can begin to frustrate, annoy, or put people off. The most successful profile I ever had in my dating past was If Carlsberg Made Boyfriends.
You smoothie.
But that's what I put. And because it didn't have anything else for people to go, well, he's a complete idiot, and it was mildly funny, it got more positive swipes than anything else I'd ever put before or since.
I think, yes, it has. But also it's just whatever touches your nerve or your funny bone or whatever else. Because I, again, like Delirious has said, if people can't be bothered to put something out there, I usually don't even bother with them because, you know, how difficult is it to, put the bare minimum.
So what do we
there?
Put on our profiles? You know, perhaps that's a better way of putting it, because
we're clearly
experts here.
Mine's a bit generic, but a bit like you, John. I mean, I tend, because I have a fairly irreverent sense of humour, I've screenshotted a joke that I saw on Instagram 1,000 years ago that basically says, what if I got a boyfriend? I wouldn't know what to do. What do they eat? How often do they have to be walked? And that just made me chuckle. And if that appeals, you know, I sort of feel like people need to know what they're getting into if they're dealing with me. And so if that appeals to their humour, maybe I'll appeal to them. So, and sometimes when somebody responds to my profile, they'll mention that joke and I sort of think, what's he talking about? And think, oh, shit, I've got that stupid dog joke up there, you know? So I remember saying, by the way, I quite like walks twice a day and I eat dry food and yada, 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 which just makes me laugh, but at least they've read the profile.
Exactly that. It's a hook. A good profile contains a hook. It contains something to allow the person who's matched to ask you a question to open the conversation. And lady users of Bumble, that question is not, hi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know.
Or wavy hand, or how are you, or how was your day, or Yes, please. It is my biggest bugbear that if you write something, and I do try and write something because words are generally my thing, and it's, I suppose it's a good way of weeding people out if they sit there and go, what? Then you know they really have no sense of humour, or they're just generally very critical of people, full stop. But I do try and have a better than a, you know, hello, how are you, opening line. And sometimes you just get complete blanks as a result.
Well, that's all part of it for me. My dating profile started with the words grammar pedant. And for me, it's, I mean, you know, your mileage may vary, but for me, it's about spelling and grammar and humour.
Yep.
But actually, if you can't spell now or you're sprinkling apostrophes across the page like hundreds and thousands on a trifle, then, you know, what annoys me now, I'm not going to grow to love it over the forthcoming weeks, months and years. So, you know, that's absolutely my my filter for different profiles. But of course, that probably means I allow all the, you know, all the delicious, unable to spell but otherwise utterly nubile ladies to slip through my fingers.
Illiterate but nubile is acceptable, of course.
It's only if they don't write to me.
Well, this is the thing, and that's the problem. It's the whole package. I mean, if we were all 25, the nubile thing works and you don't have to talk to them. Sorry, that's really sexist, but it's just one of those things. We've all been there. But I think as you get older and you need the whole package, you know, you need on a rainy Wednesday night when you've both had a shitty day at work and you're having a pizza, you need somebody that still makes you laugh and or can spell or use their grammar properly.
Yeah, the laugh bit.
You know, and I think that's the number of it. And so I think that, you know, I've been guilty of, you know, having said, yes, I don't respond to anyone who doesn't have a profile. Recently, I'm thinking, okay, he's 6'4" and he lives close by and he looks like he's got a decent job. There's nothing else there, but let's give it a swipe just
you
in
go,
case.
Girl.
And, you know, sometimes I've been surprised and most of the time I've been horribly disappointed, but we live in hope.
My most successful profile, which did run for quite a long time, finished with the words, probably the one.
Fabulous.
Yeah, I wasn't, but, you know, hey.
But one of the things that bizarrely worked for me is I did a ski instructor training course some years ago, and so my skiing picture is, you know, in that sort of stance. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys that I connected with and dated for a while connected with me because he was also a qualified ski instructor and a barrister. And he said to me, the thing that did it for me, Siobhan, he said, I saw the skiing gloves you had. And I thought, well, she's got one finger Hestra skiing gloves on. She's obviously not some dumb punter skier.
Nice.
And that was what did it for him. And so you just never know. It's complete nonsense that, you know, you just don't know what floats somebody's boat.
No, you really don't. And it's, but it's those little things, isn't it? It's about,
yeah,
it's about nuance in a profile. If there's one that actually, and it's the disappointment, isn't it, when a profile catches your eye.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it is beautifully written and it makes you laugh out loud or whatever. And you know, swipe right with alacrity and they don't match. You're like, oh!
Yeah, or you speak to them on the phone, you're like, oh my God, this is guy's a complete dud, and yet he wrote so beautifully. And so it's just, exactly, but it's these tiny things. You never know what's going to do it for people.
Oh, which is total guesswork on that score, of course.
So that's why I think you've just got to be forced. Why I say to other very sort of jaded younger girlfriends, and I just can't do this anymore. I said, you've just got to be out there. You know, it's like you've got to be in it to win it.
It's a numbers game.
So it doesn't matter. You've just got to be out there all the time because you just never know what's going to be, as you say, what's going to be that hook for people.
It's deeply depressing, isn't it?
I know, soul-sapping and a nightmare, but whatever. We don't have any other options at the moment.
Let's close this little particular section with a word of warning then in that case. We know we've got a few pet bugbears about, you know, comfortable in wellies as in heels and looking for my last first kiss and so on. But what should you, aside from those, what should you never put?
Anything you want to know, ask me.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst. Just ask. That's it. That's all they say. Just ask.
Yeah. You literally have a space to tell me about yourself, and you've written, ask me.
The flip side of that is when somebody's first message is, tell me more about yourself. And you go, which bit of the profile did you miss? I mean, there's a fair amount there.
Yeah.
I mean, pick something and ask me about it in more detail.
Anything you want to know, just ask. That's the death knell.
For me, it's the one that says, looking for my future wife.
Wow.
Yeah, and for me, actually.
A short investigation of profiles, because P is not just for profiles. It is also for the other word that we have chosen. No, of course, we could have chosen so many. It is also for polyamory. And I wanted to talk about this because one of the things I'm conscious of is we are busily embracing lots of different types of person and gender. And we are more and more at ease with doing so, and so we should be. What we don't seem to be very able to do is embrace more and more different types of relationship. In other words, different ways of enjoying the pleasure of one, or indeed more than one person. Now, the practice of polyamory, before we get too involved in it, is that of engaging in multiple romantic, and then bracketed, typically sexual relationships, with the consent of all those involved. So that's the difference. It is not necessarily the same as an open relationship, because everyone has to be open and honest about what they want from the union. Which sounds like a jolly good idea to me. Isn't that the case, Siobhan?
Well, it depends where you're coming from. I mean, I had to Google it, obviously, just to make sure I knew what it meant. And yes, you're absolutely right. All consent of all the partners involved, the desire for intimate relationships with more than one partner. And it differs from polygamy, where that's one person who has multiple partners, usually a man, as opposed to both partners are allowed to take one or multiple lovers or one lover. But it's also, when I was looking it up, the etymology of it, if that's the correct pronunciation, is the Greek poly, meaning many, and the Latin amor, meaning love, which for some reason sprung to mind this little ditty that I had learned years ago. It's not a haiku and it's not a limerick, but it's basically love many, trust few, always paddle your own canoe. And for some reason, that just popped into my head looking at polyamory. And I loved it. I thought it was just, it made so much sense. But I'm not sure it's something I could ever, it's not something I've ever thought I've wanted to get involved in, and not something I ever thought I wanted to. And when I was actually dating somebody who was very new to dating, having come out of a very long marriage, and I thought, okay, let him go and have his fun, I'll be fine with it. I actually really wasn't fine with it at all, and we parted company despite having had a very, very nice sort of 3-month relationship. So I realised that I definitely wouldn't be comfortable with it at all, so I definitely think it wouldn't be for me. I just don't think I could cope with
it. Is this something men desire more than women, do we think?
That's interesting that you should say that, because as Siobhan was talking about it just then, in my head I was thinking, I think this is something more that men would do than women. I don't know. What do you chaps think?
I think you might be confusing polyamory with threesomes. I mean, fundamentally, it feels to me sometimes that they're the same thing, in that largely, you know, somebody in the room is going to be disappointed most of the time. Polyamory is one of those, it's one of the first things I learned from Twitter. One of my first followers when I first started writing a blog was a polyamorous person, and it made me want to look it up and find out more about it. And it's not for me. I've seen some documentaries as well on, and I've seen a documentary on Channel 4 a while back, obviously Channel 4 a while back. And again, it doesn't seem like my idea of fun. I mean, Christ, I'm bad enough at maintaining one relationship without having to, you know, up the numbers at all. But, you know, horses for courses, if that's your thing, I have no problem with it at all, particularly if everybody is consenting and happy. That said, one of my very good friends spent quite a long while dating a chap in a polyamorous marriage, with the full knowledge of all parties involved and so on, but fundamentally came out of it very unhappy, because actually, understandably, you're always going to feel like the other woman. You know, the polyam marriage allowed her chap to, you know, to be with his wife and with another person and with her, and actually that's a pretty tough situation to be on the end of, unless you're very able to maintain an emotional balance that, you know, that's certainly beyond me.
No, I think it's a tough thing. It also made me, just because I obviously have this very irreverent sense of humour about it, slightly, left field of this was once when there was a guy being in the news being tried for bigamy, and it was years ago when Chris Tarrant used to do the Capital Radio breakfast show, and he had this great rapport with the guy who did the flying eye.
Russ Kane in his funny little plane.
And they had this amazing little rapport between the two of them. And they were joking about the guy being tried in court for, you know, his bigamy and all the rest of it. And they said, oh, my God, you know, he's had, you know, multiple wives and, you know, now they're trying to send him to prison. Don't you think the poor guy's suffered enough? And it just always tickled me because, you know, it's about that whole thing about, you know, polygamy or polyamorous relationships. It's like, you know, as you say, Bumbling, you know, trying to keep one person happy and on an even keel is tough enough in everyday life. Try that with multiple people. It's a really tough gig.
My previous thought of, you know, being able to embrace different styles of relationships, do we do that enough? As I say, we're busily embracing different genders quite happily.
No, it's true, but I think unless you've experienced it, I don't think, you know, we only talk about what we have experienced, but it's tough if you haven't actually been in the trenches.
You can imagine being in a bar surrounded by people, some of whom may be in a polyam relationship. Why would it bother us? But yeah, if they, you know, if you have a sensible conversation with somebody who's very pro-polyamory, certainly my take on it is I come out of it thinking, you know, that's great, I'm glad for you, but that's not how my brain works.
Being in any relationship means that you're vulnerable. You know, you have to open yourself up to being vulnerable, yeah, to want to love and be loved. And I think to have to share that with multiple people must be very difficult, or you must have to be in a very enlightened kind of state of mind to embrace that. I don't think I could do it.
And yet the strange thing is, I mean, we have, if we look at our friendship groups, and they are people that we care and love about, in a slightly different context, but we will always have people who are a different array of people that will meet different needs at different times within that. So I suppose it's almost an extension to that, but it's not, certainly it's not something I've ever experienced either personally or within any of my friendship groups or anybody that I know. So it's hard to relate to, I suppose, from that point of view.
Personally, I think one of us should take one for the team and try it out.
Are you volunteering, John?
No, I never volunteer for anything, as you well know, Delirious. I simply hand it out to other people.
I think you maybe need to try different dating websites, John. I think there are ones that will cater to those needs, and maybe you and Bumbling could go as a team.
Yes, I think you need to do some research for us ladies.
On the ground, in the trenches, research, yes, and report back.
Yes,
in the interest of the dating advisor,
absolutely,
community.
For all our lovely listeners, I think you should go and do that, chaps.
I'm reminded of the words of that famous polar explorer. I'm just going online. I may be sometime.
The thing is, would the two of us have to be, you know, in the same relationship?
Oh no, that's very different.
I like my beard, and John's got a nice beard, but I'm just worried about the Velcro effect.
Presumably, if there was a nubile female in between you, she could, like, you know, counteract the static Velcro effect.
I'm just not too sure about that picture. It's not quite as arousing as you may think.
All over the place right now.
However, if I put another nubile female on either end, like a bookend, then you'd be fine.
This is all getting very surreal, and I fear we have fallen down the rabbit hole, as Alice might say. And I think we should rescue ourselves before too much damage is done.
Quick!
If you wish to tell us about your polyamorous relationship and how it has worked for you, or indeed the best opening lines of a profile, you can write to us at askdateadvisor@gmail.com. Please share. We're happy to share with the rest of the world. You know other people will want to hear. askdateadvisor@gmail.com. And so before we close, we must pick on a profile or two and pull them apart with gay abandon. Actually, the one I've got is quite a praiseworthy profile, so I'm going to save it till the end. Anybody else got a profile they can highlight for us?
John, I've got one, if you would like it.
Please go ahead, Delirious.
So, obviously, we were touched on grammar earlier on when we were talking about profiles.
I'm on the edge of my seat already.
Photo ain't good. Course ain't good with phone, but got a good heart and person, and I ain't crazy. Don't blame people. Must be on your guard. Nuts some are, not me. So I am just looking for love. Don't know if for me, but must try. Good luck.
How did you resist, Delirious?
It took me a lot to press the cross, but I pressed the cross.
Was that a specialist dating website?
What are you saying about my choice?
Actually, I found one that I'd forgotten about where he said, I'm half Italian artist. I write / perform my own songs. Love eating / good conversation. I like a country drive or by the sea. Home board, own property, solvent and house trained. Smiley emoticon. Comedy, old movies and romance. I'm funny and I'll sing you to sleep. P.S. Don't make me wait 2 hours, then I unmatch. Cross. Followed by a saint's, the little saint emoji. There you go.
You have been told.
Another humdinger. I'm going to finish with this one, which is actually praiseworthy rather than poor. And it comes from Jammy. And Jammy writes, would like to find someone special so we can rush into getting married and have a couple of children who turn out to be awful little shits that drain our bank accounts as we slowly resent each other. You develop gambling problem, I hit the bottle. Then I poison you over time so no one is suspicious and I can collect your life insurance money, but right before you die a miserable slow death, I whisper in your ear, you should have swiped left. I remarry your rich cousins, full stop, no vegans.
So how was your first date, John?
Unfortunately, she was 36 and doesn't come into my age category, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear. No such thing as not coming into your age gap.
Is she too old for you, John?
Yes, far too old. I have to be much younger than that, for goodness sake. You don't know me at all by now, and this is episode 8. Oh, good grief. Really? Well, in that case, it's time for us to close. So the apple of temptation has once again dropped off the tree of love. And as usual on a dating site, Eve has ignored the fact that it is lying on the grass, claiming she's been too busy to check this site that often. And it's now gone a mouldy, withered brown shell, not even fit for vinegar making, let alone cider. So we must swipe left on the Garden of Eden and consider whether we even want to bother with renewing our subscription. But fear not. As always, in full foolhardy fashion, we will in time for next week when we will reconvene to give Cupid another few rounds in the boxing ring. Until then, thank you for your adorable company and goodbye.